This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight,
that's a good look.
We're with a beaming Ben Affleck making a marriage confession about J-Lo.
You don't know that?
Plus, Matt Damon on his daughters.
What a life.
And his never-ending Hollywood feud.
Are you ever going to kiss and make up with Kimmel?
No. He's a... Why would I ever do that?
Then Kelly Ripa reveals shockingly sexist working conditions at Live.
I wanted to give up.
Why she was put in a janitor's closet.
I was expected to be grateful without creating a fuss.
Plus, Prince Harry in court ripping the royal family under oath. And Gwyneth Paltrow on trial, the plans to put her kids on the stand.
My daughter Apple, my son Moses.
Then Nick Cannon comes clean about financing his family. Does he give his kids' moms a monthly allowance?
ET starts right now.
Love was in the air for Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, but there was no love lost between Matt Damon and Jimmy Kimmel. Welcome, everybody, to Entertainment Tonight. You had yourself a good time on the red carpet last night.
So much fun there last night. I talked to Ben, Matt, Viola. We talked Oscar buzz, because it's never too early for that. The premiere sweet Good Will Hunting connection and Air's iconic 80s style, which is on point with a J-Lo twist.
Ben, Jennifer, on your left!
Is it true that Jennifer helped you with some of the fashions to understand the fashions of that era?
Yeah, you know, I mean, listen, it's brilliant and helps me in every conceivable way.
J-Lo stunned and Antonio Grimaldi cozying up to her man on and off the carpet. As for Buddy Matt's look in the film, he had to transform into Nike basketball guru and exec Sonny Vaccaro.
I wanted to put Matt in a bodysuit, put some weight on him, and we shot him with the lens that expanded his face a little bit. You know, I'm still so accustomed to seeing Matt Damon as the kind of Jason Bourne, can't lose, gonna win no matter what. And I wanted to try to create more of that sort of underdog feeling, you know?
Air out April 5th tells the true story of Nike's pursuit of Michael Jordan. Ben plays company co-founder Phil Knight.
You got a name for it?
Air Jordan.
Maybe it'll grow on me.
Tell me about the wig and the tights.
That was the gear that was hot. In 84, that was how you did it. That's a good look. It's back. You don't know that?
I don't know.
My kids, my son rocks it like all the time like that.
He showed up and the whole crew just was like.
A shoe is just a shoe.
Until my son steps into it.
And is that Oscar buzz we're hearing for Viola Davis and real-life husband Julius Tenen, who play Jordan's parents?
Let the campaign begin tonight.
Hold my purse.
Hold your basketball.
Speaking of the Oscars.
Were you in that bear costume?
Not me. That was definitely not me. I was home in New York.
He was the bear. He was the cocaine bear. Did he say he wasn't the bear?
Are you ever going to kiss and make up with Kimmel?
No. He's a Why would I ever do that?
Hey, I'd love to take a picture with you, but we ran out of time.
Right here, Kimmel.
And the night was also full of nostalgia. It's been 25 years since Matt and Ben teamed up in their Oscar-winning movie, Good Will Hunting. Meanwhile, Matt and Ben have another movie coming your way, Unstoppable.
Obviously, his very famous spouse got a great role in it. This is actually where we premiered Good Will Hunting. Like,
right here.
Yeah, that theater.
I'm nervous. I'm really nervous.
Now I have my kids with me. It's just crazy. It's just nuts, man. It's what a life.
Kudos to Matt, but also Ben is a filmmaker, and I'm saying it again, you better nominate Viola Davis.
I mean, he pointed at y'all. You heard the man.
Better nominate her.
All right, let's talk Prince Harry now, because he arrived back in court for day two of the preliminary hearing in his breach of privacy lawsuit against the publisher of the Daily Mail Associated Newspapers.
The Duke of Sussex kept it cordial with photographers as he made his way inside London's High Court. Once inside, Prince Harry went off on his estranged royal family for, quote, withholding information from me for a long time. It is not an exaggeration to say that the bubble burst in terms of what I knew in 2020 when I moved out of the United Kingdom. Harry's suit accuses the newspaper publisher of engaging in, quote, abhorrent criminal activity, including the illegal placement of listening devices in cars and homes. Associated Newspapers denies all the allegations. As for Gwyneth Paltrow's ski collision trial in Park City, Utah.
Good looks today, Gwyneth.
On day six, the Oscar winner started to look a little over it. Gwyneth placed what appears to be a green juice on the table. Her kids, 18-year-old Apple and 16-year-old Moses, are still expected to take the stand. Earlier today, a witness for the defense played an animated recreation of Gwyneth's version of events.
They fall to the side, maybe with her buttocks or her back compresses his chest.
Oof. Making her own hilarious trial reenactment, Ghost star Danielle Pinnock.
Wow, you're really tall.
I'm just under 5'10".
Okay, I am so jealous.
Are you really 5'9"? My first question, what does Beyonce smell like?
Now to the case against actor Jonathan Majors. We have new details after he was arrested and charged with assault and aggravated harassment in an alleged domestic violence dispute. A lawyer for the Creed and MCU star who told ET he is completely innocent is now revealing, quote, as confirmed by one of the woman's own written statements disavowing her allegations, it is Mr. Majors who called 911 due to concern for her mental health. The big question now, could the arrest be his career downfall? Majors currently has five projects in the works, including two Avengers films and the Dennis Rodman biopic 48 Hours in Vegas. That film is set to take place well before Rodman pleaded no contest to misdemeanor spousal battery in 2015.
How do you embody the madness that is Dennis, the like mad genius that is Dennis?
Little by little. A lot of studying. I want to get with him, Dennis. I'm coming for you.
I'm sure there's a lot of conversation going on behind the scenes. Okay, let's move on now to Kelly Ripa, because she's calling out the outrageous sexism and revealing her unglamorous life behind the scenes from her early days at Live.
It was definitely a place where I was expected to be grateful and to appreciate my job without creating a fuss and without any self-advocacy. These were just basic things that a person might ask for.
One of those things? An office. But Kelly says instead of getting one in her fourth year at Live, quote, I was working in the janitor's closet with a desk. She also didn't have her own bathroom, which became tricky while pregnant. We have a studio audience, like 250 people. I have to host the show, and I'm still waiting in line to use the bathroom.
I wanted to give up. I think it was the camaraderie of the women that I worked with there that really kept me going.
Another reason she stayed? Money. Her salary? Reportedly around $20 million. And in Variety's The Power of Women issue out tomorrow, the 52-year-old says, quote, I don't think they wanted to pay me. I think they had to pay me. I was trying to walk out the door and close it behind me.
I try to remind every woman I work with as much as possible, know your worth and go after what your worth is.
Kelly says she doesn't harbor any resentment for her co-host, although we know her relationship with Regis Philbin did not come naturally.
To expect two people from such different generations to have some sort of weird forced friendship is a very strange thing to put on one person, and I was vilified.
Kelly's hubby Mark takes over as co-host on Live April 17th. but she didn't initially pitch him as Ryan Seacrest's replacement.
The idea of Mark becoming the co-host was brought up to us by the network, by ABC, and then I got on board kind of quickly because they showed me all the pros. There were not really any cons, although if I'm being completely honest, my son, Michael, was a little upset that he was not considered for the job over Mark.
Kelly and Mark have, of course, long called New York City home, and that's where Jason Sudeikis wants to raise his two kids, Daisy and Otis. But ex Olivia Wilde isn't budging in their bitter custody battle.
When you get home, will you give your mom a big squeeze for me and let her know I love her?
While one source tells ET Olivia feels like Jason just wants revenge, another source says there's nothing malicious about his actions.
So this is one big happy family.
Things are getting messy for singer Becky G, too.
Are you and Sebastian still together, Becky? Have you called off the engagement?
Becky G!
At last night's iHeartRadio Music Awards, she ditched her engagement ring just hours after fiancé soccer star Sebastian Legette apologized on Instagram amid new cheating rumors. He admitted to a, quote, 10-minute lapse in judgment and is seeking treatment for anger and mental health issues.
I want that ring.
Just over 3 weeks ago, Becky, wearing a veil, told us this.
You set a date.
I really want to enjoy being engaged. I'm still kind of like in that cloud nine of it all.
Meanwhile, dad to 12, Nick Cannon, says there's no limit on love or money for the Village of Women raising his kids.
Because it ain't even
those women a month.
It ain't even about a monthly allowance or amount of money because I don't give myself that. You know what I mean? What they need, they get it. There's never been something that one of the mothers of my children has asked for and they didn't receive. That's why they call me the provider.
Are you done?
God decides when we're done, Kev. Got my hands full and I'm so focused, I'm locked in. So, you know, as of right now, but you know, when I'm 85, you never know.
Nick Cannon, if you're still having babies at 85 years old. All right, now let's get to a country music first for Gwen Stefani.
What's the next thing that we haven't accomplished yet?
You watch, you'll see.
Now she's taking a page from hubby Blake Shelton's playbook with new performance plans. Plus,
thank God for giving me you.
Another husband-wife duo gearing up for a country music performance.
That's wild.
Our certified country exclusive with Kane and Caitlin Brown.
I tell everything, I'm open book.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
You're going to love the CMT Award, too, because it's a huge, big belt buckle. It's really cool.
Maybe I'll just wear it every day in pride, you know?
Gwen Stefani won her first CMT Music Award alongside husband Blake Shelton back in 2020 for their duet, Nobody But You. The duo accepted it virtually, but now Gwen's gonna make her CMT Awards performance debut, premiering a new collab with two-time nominee Carly Pierce.
Alanis Morissette, also a first-time CMT performer, and Shania Twain will receive the 2023 CMT Equal Play Award. The CMT Music Awards live from Austin, Texas, April 2nd on CBS.
Ooh, that's gonna be a good night. It's also gonna be a special night for Kane Brown and his wife, Caitlin. Our Cassie DeLora caught up with the duo at the Grand Ole Opry for our certified country exclusive.
Thank God for giving me you.
The first number one song from a married couple since Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. That is a pretty cool stat to have under your belt.
When Kane told me that, I was like, wow, that's wild.
Oh my gosh. And to perform it together in Austin on the stage of the CMT Music Awards, will your daughters be in the audience to see this moment from their mom and dad? No. They're just still so little. Like, Cody just turned a year old. I mean, bedtime's like 6:45 to 7:15, maybe in a couple years.
So thank
you. Kane's not only performing with his wife live at the CMT Music Awards, he's also co-hosting alongside his good friend, Kelsey Ballerini. Kelsey told us that she will do as many wardrobe changes as CMT will let her. Mm. How many wardrobe changes will you do? Or you want to keep it simple?
There'll probably be two or three.
Y'all make some noise, come on now!
Well, tonight, Kane is rocking a flannel for CMT storytellers Kane Brown. And only we were on set.
They say dads are supposed to shape you.
Why was it important for you to include For My Daughter on the set list?
It's telling a story. You know, growing up without a dad and... You know, I just Being a dad is just an amazing feeling.
We're going to see more of you on TV. Recently filmed for Fire Country.
It was super fun, and it was a lot of action. Max, I love you. You made it so easy. I can't wait to hopefully do it again.
I like the idea of Kane Brown, action star. All right, tomorrow, our certified country exclusives roll on. We're in Texas with Miranda Lambert. What she told us about a possible Yellowstone cameo. Would love to see that. And still ahead, why Glenn Powell is taking a cue from Tom Cruise. I see you, Glenn. The Top Gun Maverick star jumps from a helicopter. We're behind the scenes of Glenn's new movie, Then.
Hey, I'm Hayden Panettiere. This is my E.T. retrospective.
Hayden's Hollywood rewind from her start in soap operas.
I remember this scene. Oh, I killed mommy's boyfriend.
To singing on Nashville and scoring a role in Scream.
Special Agent Kirby Reed, FBI.
Hayden's getting retrospective with E.T.
I'm shocked.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fellas, this here's Bagman.
Hangman.
Well, now he's called Jumpman. Channeling Tom Cruise, Glenn Powell leaps off a helicopter and runs across the dock to make his way to Euphoria's Sydney Sweeney on the steps of the Sydney Opera House. The two are shooting a movie in Australia, which explains why he wasn't with his Top Gun Maverick flight crew at the Oscars.
Your boy Glenn Powell is shooting another movie, and all we've seen him with no clothes on.
Yeah, I think he's a nudist at heart.
Anybody be upset about that? Don't think so. All right, let's talk Hayden Panettiere, the 33-year-old taking E.T. on a walk down memory lane, starting at the very beginning of her Hollywood story and straight from Hayden's E.T. retrospective.
Hey, I'm Hayden Panettiere. This is my E.T. retrospective.
My brother told me to watch his chicken nuggets for a minute so no one eats them.
Oh my gosh, my Wendy's commercial. I wanted to eat the nuggets every take.
It's hard not to try one.
I wanted to stuff my face, and they had a spit bucket. So they kept having to come over and spit the nugget out, spit the nugget out. And I was like, but can I just do this one? Guiding light. And I remember this scene. Oh, I killed mommy's boyfriend.
I had to pick up the gun and make girl dead.
That is admission to guilt right there.
What do you want?
Remember the Titans.
Almost the funnest thing that I've ever worked on.
If I had a wish to go back to any time in my life, it would be going back to Remember the Titans. I had no idea that I was working with Denzel Washington, one of the best actors of all time, that Ryan Gosling was going to become Ryan Gosling, that Kate Bosworth was going to become who she became. I mean, there were so many stars.
Oh, okay.
Bring it on, All or Nothing. Oh, yeah. Gonna get a little crumpier. I've been asked to crump, and I'm like, no, like I actually gotta go to the bathroom right now.
Sorry, but you don't make the rules. I do.
I love Rihanna. I've seen her over the years, and we always say hello to each other.
Camera ready?
Heroes. Oh, the first time you meet Claire Bennett.
Save the cheerleader, save the world.
I do have people scream at me, save the cheerleader, save the world, in the most random places.
Hey, Mark.
Oh, gosh, pregnant me on Nashville.
Hayden later confessed she had a hard time with her character's postpartum depression storylines because she struggled with it, too, in real life.
No, I don't have that postpartum whatever the hell you call it crap.
My character was going through a lot of tough stuff and stuff that I could really relate to in my own life. So acting it out on screen had its moments. But I love the performance scene. Tell me, boy, what you worth every minute. I've thought about releasing my own album. Maybe one day I will. It's not off the table.
Then it's time for your last chance question.
Yes, Scream 4. I loved playing Kirby.
Special Agent Kirby Reid, FBI.
Scream 6, I was hoping that it was going to be similar to Scream 4, and we had so, so, so much fun. They're great memories, fond memories.
I still see her as the little girl from Remember the Titans.
She is a grown woman.
Can't get that out of my head. I'm sorry. She was so great. Sorry, Hayden.
Calling the plays.
All right, coming up, Drew Barrymore reunites the cast of Ever After.
Why Melanie Lynskey thought she was going to be fired.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Coming to this as a mom was very different.
Tomorrow on ET, only we're with Rachel McAdams bringing a beloved Judy Blume classic to the big screen. And yes, Mean Girls musical fans, we asked.
Do you want to be in the movie?
I would never say no to Tina Fey.
Great.
I need that to just be a yes. Get it done, Tina. Bring her back. We need her in this movie.
You go do it.
Oh, come on. Regina George original has to be in this movie. Okay, well, this movie reunion did actually happen, y'all.
Just breathe.
Drew Barrymore reunited the cast of her 1998 fairy tale film, Ever After, costumes and all, for its 25th anniversary.
This is just so wild.
Remember, the movie also featured Melanie Lynskey as Drew's not-so-wicked stepsister. Melanie later revealed to Drew this behind-the-scenes gem.
I don't unpack for the first 2 weeks of a shoot because I think I'm going to get fired. At a certain point, I feel like they've filmed too much. They can't go back.
Wow. Well, when it comes to Yellow Jackets, Melanie has nothing to worry about.
What do you want from me?
Season 2 just broke a record as Showtime's most streamed debut ever, hitting nearly 2 million viewers across all platforms. You like this very much.
It is so, so good. So, so good.
It's weird.
Imagine if you and I were stranded on an island.
Let's not.
What would happen?
Unite, everybody.
What would happen?
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die. like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.